Brooklyn's Radio Surrey News Review for Friday the 15th of September. Look at the week's local news in Surrey. I'm Graham Laycock, and at the Surrey Advertiser News Desk is journalist Katerina Demony to discuss this week's local news stories. Let's look at the top stories first of all. The fire at Guildford Charity challenges. Surrey County Council performing a complete U-turn over recycling centres, and Guildford Borough Council to spend £100 million to protect six bird nesting sites. All these stories as more as I'm joined by Katerina this afternoon. Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well, and how are you?
Good, good, thank you.
Well, welcome along to the news review, your first edition today.
Yes.
Right, shall we start then with this fire at Challengers in Guildford?
Yes, definitely. So, unfortunately, on Sunday, September 10th, just after 1 p.m., the blaze broke out in a utility cupboard at Challengers. So, for those of you who don't know, Challengers is a center for disabled young people here in Surrey. And unfortunately, as a result of the fire, they had to close for the week and suspend most of their services. Now, we've been told that the fire was caused by a tumble dryer in the utility room, and it caused significant damage to the building, particularly to the ground floor. So according to Surrey Fire, there was 10% fire damage, 100% smoke and water damage to the ground floor, and then on the first floor, there was 25% smoke damage. So quite a big impact on the building, as you can see. But fortunately, everyone is safe, including the children and the staff, and hopefully they'll be opening sometime soon, but we will follow on this story, I'm sure.
Yes, indeed. Well, as you say, at least everybody was safe and weren't hurt in the incident, but just shows you what some of these electrical appliances can do, doesn't it?
Definitely, definitely. But on a more positive note, you know, sometimes from bad stories, good stories and positive stories come after, and there's actually a fundraiser being held for the charity on October 28th and 29th in an hotel in Guildford. So people are trying to raise vital funds to help these children's charity that does so much for the county.
Great. Well, let's hope that'll give them a big boost. And as you say, good comes out of bad, doesn't it, hopefully?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, definitely.
Now, Surrey County Council, they've performed a bit of a U-turn over recycling centres that were due to close.
Yes, indeed. So to give a bit of background to the story, earlier this year, this summer, in July, the Surrey County Council announced that four community recycling centres were to close across the county. Now, this was in an attempt to save $2 million a year. But people were not happy about the community recycling centres closing down. So during a consultation period, around 14,000 people opposed the plans by the council to close the centres in places like Dorking and Backshot. Just recently, though, the councillor, Mike Goodman, which is the cabinet member for environment and transport, thanked the residents for their feedback. They listened to the results, and they is going to recommend that the community recycling center stay open. It is great news for these 14,000 residents who clearly were not happy about the plan. Go ahead.
Yeah, indeed, because everybody, you know, is trying to do their best for recycling these days, and of course they've also got the problem of fly tipping. So, you know, the further away these recycling centres are, I would have thought the worse that would get as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there were other plans, though, to ensure that Camberley and Farnham are only used by Surrey residents, and also to restrict users of vans, trailers and pickups to larger centres only. And these plans haven't been mentioned by the councillor Goodman. So we're still not sure what's going to happen there. But at least now we kind of have a sort of confirmation that the recycling centres will stay open. And there's going to be a discussion, a cabinet meeting on Tuesday, September 26th to discuss this issue further. So we'll stay tuned and see what happens.
Right, yes, you'll keep your eye on that, I'm sure.
Yes,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Well, Guildford Borough Council in the headlines now for wanting to spend up to £100 million on protecting six bird nests.
Yeah, so this is quite interesting.
Wow, I wonder how much is how much is that per bird, I wonder.
I know, I wonder that too. So basically what happened, in short, there's a former mayor of Guildford. He said that the council is about to spend possibly as much as £100 million on protecting bird species. It only has 6 recorded nests in the area. Now, for this former mayor, whose name is Alderman Gordon Bridger, he served as a mayor in 2003, he says that his money could be easily allocated to build more houses in the borough, which is, you know, according to him, is very much needed. This $100 million, according to him, will aim to protect 3 species, including the Dartford warbler, the nightjar, and the woodlark. So this is all species that this money is aiming to protect. But according to him, the money should be spent somewhere else. So, yeah.
Indeed, it's a lot of money, isn't it, to be spent on this, although we do want to protect rare birds and so on and nesting sites.
Yeah.
And always difficult when there's development going on as well.
Yes.
Now, we were mentioning fly tipping, I was earlier on, and I see there's a terrible story here about fly tippers dumping dead people's belongings on a Byfleet road.
Yes, so this is quite a sad story. So fly tippers dumped items belonging to dead people on the side of Byfleet Lane, and included a picture of a baby. Byfleet residents found the pile of bin bags in Mill Lane on Friday, September the 8th, and apparently the remains of house clearances. There were severally unopened letters that were found on the scene, including one they addressed to an 81-year-old woman who died in August. So very, very sad. As I said, there was a picture of a baby as well. Some of the bags contained clothes, dog food, DVDs, and a frame card addressed to Auntie Janet. So people were very shocked when they saw this. There was one resident who said that it was a disgusting way to treat someone's belongings. So very, very sad, and I'm sure we'll be looking into this further in the next few weeks to see what happened to the piles of belongings.
Yes, because hopefully the authorities could actually trace it back to an address and see who actually did the house clearance.
Yes, yes, it'll be great if they can do that.
If they can do that, it's a terrible thing to do, though, isn't it, really?
Terrible.
And finally, we've got a positive note to finish on, haven't we, with the North Surrey charity. So what are they up to?
So, yeah, I thought it would be nice to finish on a more positive note today. So there's a North Surrey charity, and they are looking for volunteers who want to make a real difference to people affected by mental health issues. So this is a great opportunity for whoever in Surrey who is looking for a volunteering opportunity. The charity, it's called the Voluntary Support North Surrey. They are delivering something called the Amigo Project. It matches volunteers with people who require support in recovery from mental health issues, such as depression, for example, or anxiety. One of the staff members at this organization said that they are looking for people to, for example, imagine if someone suffers from depression, they might really want to go to a gym class or a course, but they might be a bit intimidated by the fact that they have to go and meet new people. So these volunteers go with a person affected by mental health to these activities, and hopefully they'll help them build their confidence and, you know, even make new friends. The people who want to volunteer need to be 18, and they can be based either in Runnymede or in Woking, so many areas in Surrey. And if they want to volunteer, they just have to call 01276 707 565 for more information. So it's a great opportunity for whoever wants to get involved, you know, and it's something positive to do during your spare time, really.
Right, what a great idea. Idea to help people. An awful lot of people do, unfortunately, suffer from mental illness, and at last it's getting more attention than the attention it deserves, hopefully.
Yeah, there was even this week, we covered a news story about police officers, even in the county, being affected by more mental health issues and need kind of service cuts and so on. So mental health everyone.
It does indeed, yes, and depending on the sort of job you're doing, must affect you as well from time to time.
Yes.
Well, Katerina, thank you so much for taking us through the news this week. Loved having you along, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
This has been Brooklyn's Radio News Review with Graham Laycock and from the Surrey Advertiser, Katerina Demony. And you can hear the Surrey News Review every Friday at 1pm and 7pm on Brooklyn's Radio. It's compiled by the Surrey Advertiser and you can keep up to date at getsurrey.co.uk.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not keep up to date with the Sound of Surrey by listening live at brooklandsradio.co.uk or through our free mobile app.